Warriors, Bold, Brave, and Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us on Women to Warriors podcast. We at Women to Warriors are all about energizing, encouraging, equipping, empowering you, woman warrior, for your eternal purpose. The Lord walks with her like a mighty warrior. Jeremiah 20:11. You can also check us out on our website, womentowarriors.com. Well, you are getting the pleasure of listening to Seeking the Sun episodes, where my husband and I are traveling on fun ventures across the United States, spreading the ministry and the gospel of Jesus Christ through Women to Warriors and Men to Warriors. And so with that, we are living in our RV full time, and we have different places that we've been stopping off and work camping at. And so if you'd like to hear more of our podcast, please join us right here at Seeking the Sun, S-O-N and S-U-N. Well, hello there, warriors, bold, hello. Brave, and beautiful.
Hello, hello.
Bold, brave, and brawny men. Thank you so much for joining us on Women to Warriors and Men to Warriors, Seeking the Sun, S-O-N and S-U-N podcast. And we're just going to basically sum up our season here.
Crazy and, season. Every season turns out to be pretty wild. It does. What we expect.
Fun ventures all the time.
I don't think there's anything that happened here that I expected other than simple things like we paddleboarded, right? We got to go out on the water. I mean, I knew that was going to happen, but had no idea what we would see when we paddleboarded, which was totally something I've never seen traveling the country as much as I have in the past. Just the beauty of it. And unfortunately, we didn't get to do it as much as we hoped to because of different events happening in the summer. But that was one of my highlights, was the days we got to go out and paddleboard and do it. I love it with the dogs. And I could have fished. I took stuff to fish, but I didn't fish. I don't think I even fished one time. I just enjoyed paddleboarding so much. So,
well, every cove was different, and we got to explore the different coves and enjoy that time there back there. And we were talking to one of our neighbors, and she hadn't even known there was all the coves because she only goes in the little vicinity because she's by herself.
Oh, so yeah.
I asked her if she would, like, next season, if we wanted to go with me.
And those
but
coves,
she does. She stands the whole time. So I said, well, would you kneel? And so, you know, that way you can change off in the coves.
It might be hard for her because, of, like, I don't know how stable her paddleboard is. And, like, ours are pretty stable for getting up and down. But when they're not, it's
No. That's what
difficult.
We discussed. Yeah.
But those coves are so neat.
They're
because
so cool.
Everyone you go in, it's like you're in a, it doesn't, they, none of them look similar to me. Some of them had palm trees. Some of them look deserty, tropical. I mean, it's just amazing.
I remember the black
variation.
Ducks with the white bills, and they would like run along the water. We
they
would just
wouldn't
sit
even
there
take
and
off.
Laugh.
They would just run on top of the water. Yeah.
Yeah. They're great, great memories over there for sure. Yes. Because we're leaving in a couple of days, and we're heading to Missouri and going to hang there for like 2 days and meet some people. And, then eventually go on to our conference. And so that's what our travel plans are. So we're leaving this amazing state that we have really come to love, and area and community. And
it's weird to say it because we're in California.
Yeah.
Which, but I never cared for California because of the politics. Like, I always, there's just, it's not a great place to live right now financially and different things. But for us, it's, man, the whole state's beautiful though. Because we've traveled from, we're, you know, more on the East Coast now, but we've been traveling to the West Coast quite often too, right to the ocean, and it's pretty the whole way across. I mean, I really enjoy that drive. And even
so,
like, you can probably hear the burros bellowing right now.
So that's, if you hear him, that's another fun memory. We have wild burros that come through the park and all through this area. There's 108 supposedly. They like to keep that number under control.
So they have 108 that actually, like, live
that roam wildly free. No, in this vicinity.
Oh, so I wonder how they mark that, and like, how big is the vicinity? Because I don't see like marks on them. I wonder how they do that. Because
there's several different organizations
that
man
track
it,
them and
yes,
stuff?
Or whatever.
Oh, that'd be
yes,
cool.
That track them, and they suggest you not to feed them so that they don't get domesticated, because then they depend on people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also, we just found two hit the other day, well, a couple weeks ago, we saw two that were hit, and we're like, how are people hitting them? They're so docile. But then at night, they don't move fast, but at night they could be very easily mistaken. So that noise was them
for what? Like,
no, I mean, like, you're driving and you just don't see it because they're coming around bends and coming around.
Being from Michigan, nobody from Michigan would ever hit one of these things. I mean, deer and stuff dart out, and these things, we've never seen them run except after each other in the park. On the road, they walk. In fact, they walk off of the road a lot of times when you're coming. I think somebody was drinking, or there's something else going on. They're very much not paying attention, because it wasn't even on a curve on the road. I mean, we saw them laying on the side of the road from about half a mile away. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's disheartening to me. I don't know.
So that one that you just heard was the male, and he has a small family he travels with, which looks like a teenager and a baby burro, and then a female. And he is so hilarious because he does that sound probably a couple times during an hour, and just to announce himself.
Like every 15 or 20 minutes.
It just seems like we hear him all throughout the park, and he is the one. And so we've nicknamed them, but I'm not going to, this one's like, you know, we might as well just call him the big horn because that's what he sounds like, a horn.
He
just
makes
going
a lot of noise.
Yeah, he does.
It's fun to watch him too, though, to see him when he's doing it, like making the noise. I mean, they're just,
because he stands there and just, he hauls so loud. And then if he sees the female, he goes after her and tries to mount her, but she always gets away. But I'm assuming
but
that this little family's trip, it's over, right?
Yeah, so he's just like, mounting for,
I don't know what he is. He's just, it's almost like he's,
but we don't see other,
his attention span is just,
like him.
No,
he's, I think he's special needs for sure.
Yes,
there's
he
something
definitely
going on.
Is.
He was dropped as an infant.
Yeah. So funny. That's another favorite thing about them is the wild burros, but they're also a predator. So we have to be careful with the dogs because,
well, they're not a predator.
I mean, our dogs
appear as a predator
yeah, to them.
Their only predator is like coyotes and like a dog type of animal. So they are notorious for stomping dogs. Like, and our dog has got kicked at and we got very lucky because you watched it and you even thought he got hit.
It was a very scary moment of Huck wanting to play and the mama protecting her baby burro thinking he was a threat. And so we have to be scary. It's scary.
Yeah, they do not look threatening. If somebody wouldn't have told us that last year,
it's like Eeyore all day long.
Yeah, we would have just walked up with the dogs.
Right.
We would have had dead dogs on our hands.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Scary. It's really scary.
And then, you know, when we traveled to Florida, we had to be concerned about the crocodiles.
Right, because our one dog just jumps in the water. Like,
right.
And we let him, but he goes right in the water, even when we don't want him to sometimes, yeah.
So
yeah,
wherever
crazy.
You go, it could be something. Like, I thought for sure here it'd be snakes, but now it's the burrows for sure.
I don't worry about the snakes too much with the dogs. I guess dogs do get bit from time to time, but the burrows.
No, I would think Huck would just run up and grab it and think it's a toy.
I don't think he'll pay attention because a snake doesn't have the same smell. Like, he's never, you know what I mean? I don't know that he would pay attention.
Right. Well, I didn't think that he would also shake his toy at one of the baby burrows and think he could play with it.
That makes more sense to me because and he's always watching for you or me when he's not out searching like Pete would. Pete would find a snake. Huck, not so much. He's just looking around for us.
Well, I loved the fact that we could see palm trees, water, and mountains every day.
Yes.
And that was something really cool. And your favorite spot is to sit here and just watch the sunrise.
Yeah, I'm basically sitting where you sit when we drive. And like the mountain view I got here, I constantly tell you, look outside because it changes with the sun during the day. It's so beautiful. And my buddy that was staying across from us, Bob, we would always talk about how those mountains changed. I appreciated that he brought it to my attention too, that just other people seeing that it's just so beautiful here. And it's neat. It does change throughout the day. The mountains look different to me, the colors, and it's really neat here.
And so do we have an update on Bob? Did he ever, because we've asked people to pray for him, do we have an update at all?
A little bit, just from a text.
Okay.
But he's still got a bubble in his eye, so he's not seeing good yet.
Mm.
So I don't know. I'm going to
call him today or tomorrow. So the surgery didn't work, and then you'll get more information?
Or maybe it did work, and it takes a while. Maybe there's, I don't know.
Okay. So we're going to get more information.
He can't really text too good, he told me, so.
Oh, yeah.
But he left me a fairly long message, so I'm going to reach out to him, pray today or soon.
Well, it looks like we're definitely the last of the crew that's here, that were the people that came this season.
I don't remember. I don't think there's anybody. Well, Hoots. I mean,
Hoots.
He was kind of right from the beginning, or he was maybe a few weeks after.
Yeah.
I don't know when they showed up because it's probably 5 or 6 weeks.
They come January through into April. They come in January.
January. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you, But it's nice having them around, too. Actually, all the people that we've got to know here have been super friendly.
Right. We sat at the beach with them the other day for like 2 hours and chatted with them. And they are active in sailboating and what she calls it, the Hobbit?
I think is what he calls it. Hobbit. Sounds like habit, but it's Hobbit. It's on a sailboat name. But anyway, it's some kind of pedal sailboat, right? And the wind directs it.
Like
it's
a
not
Hobie
like.
Craft, you mean?
Yeah, that. Yeah, what's it called? Yeah. What did I call it?
Not a Hobie. I think it's a Hobie craft. Or
Hobie. And then she likes to paddleboard.
You threw me off when you said that. But yeah, they're very active. She hikes, and then he goes and rides a dirt bike.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he's just a neat guy, but I didn't realize how old they were. Like, old compared to us. They're
20 years older, essentially. 70s.
Yeah, and like, or getting to the 70s or right on the border. And I love to see active people like that.
Yeah.
Still doing cool things, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or what I consider cool. I hope to be doing that in 20 years. Like, some of the stuff they're doing.
Yeah, so definitely these past couple days, we have noticed a difference in our sinuses. So it was very interesting because we have a very dry heat here in the desert and there's no humidity, which we celebrate. And so all of a sudden, a couple days ago, I woke up and I was like blowing my nose. I'm like, this is odd. And then I started feeling like this drainage and my voice changed and even is very nasally now.
Yeah.
And I even looked different.
You looked hay feverish.
Hay feverish, right. And then I got these nosebleeds for 2 days off and on. And it was, spider. And so it was pretty crazy because I was like, what? I don't ever get nosebleeds and any of that. So we figured out it was because, I have a dehumidifier. Instead of having a humidifier, I have a dehumidifier.
This is
pretty funny. I just washed him down the drain.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you couldn't let me know where he was at.
I caught him and washed him down the drain. I was going to throw him outside, but I thought he'll stick to me. But so, we realized it was the sinus and that was the issue. And so I just kind of just dealt with it, right, for the past couple days.
Yeah.
Because I just never had that issue. I don't have sinus issues. So it's very interesting that here's the place that we get them. And so then Doug woke up today and felt the same. You all of a sudden got it.
Bit,
and I've been
a little bit delayed from you, but yeah.
Yeah, it's weird that you would even have any kind of sinus issue too. So we've realized in April that they have a breeze that's come. And the new blooms are happening everywhere.
Hummingbirds are
and
out.
We're just not really acclimated to that. And so it's interesting that I've never had sinus issues.
But
yet
I wonder
here,
if we'd be okay in Michigan because we're used to that every summer. And this is new stuff.
It is. Yeah. And so it's interesting if next April if we'll
have the same thing.
Have the same, yeah. But that's why we, you know, it's interesting. I never really thought about it. But then with honey... You know how honey is. They say eat it in your...
Are we eating local honey or we brought it?
No,
we?
Because now I just bought my favorite Australian honey. And I'm sure
that'll
you tasted the difference. Difference. It's so thick.
It is
and
good.
It's such... It's a wildflower. And I spoil myself every once in a while and buy some. And that's what you've just tried, is that?
Yeah, it's definitely delicious.
We don't have any local honey until we get back to Michigan. So we got to suffer through all the other honeys until we get back there. And our gal, RCBs, we go and get her honey. I was just loading up the jars because she likes us to give the glass jars. And so I have
it's
those
nice.
Glass jars that are ready to...
Yeah.
We usually buy a gallon from her.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, a gallon.
And it lasts maybe 2 months for us.
Is that all it lasts? You eat a lot
I
of
feel
honey.
Like, I feel like it is. But we're eating less honey than we were, I believe. You use it for like tea, berries.
Yeah, I don't use it
I don't
as much
use,
as I used
I just
used
would use
to,
it a little
sure.
sprinkle on...
But I have.
Berries. I was using it so much on my burgers and meat.
Yeah.
It was crazy how much
see,
I was using.
I don't have as much at meals now.
No,
as
we
I
don't.
Did. And yeah.
And I think that was a weight thing for me too. I would notice my weight change because even though it's not
still calories,
sugar, it's still calories.
Yeah, I mean it's a lot of calories when you start putting lots of tablespoons on it. Because when you read the label, it's, I mean, honey, it's very small portions, right? Because
right.
I mean, who's eating a ton of honey, right? Like, except us, but.
Right, and I even believe, like, in taking it, there's so many good nutritious things about it, but one of the things is mixing it a little with cinnamon, and it is good to have a teaspoon of honey with some cinnamon in it a day. Beneficial, a couple of those, actually, are very beneficial for you. You can look up honey, and all kinds of sources will tell you how amazing it is for you. But, of course, you're supposed to have the local, supposedly. But,
it makes sure you get real honey. Yeah,
and real honey, because, yes, you're
some
right.
Some of the stores are selling...
Fake.
Like sugar.
Don't get generic honey. Yeah, really good sources are important for that. So other cool things about this area is we've been hiking and climbing, and me especially been mountain climbing, and I've really enjoyed that.
there's something for everybody here, though. Like, I mean, because there's the hiking, but then if you're, you got the dirt bikes, you got quads, you've got, like,
all kinds of outdoor activities that you can do.
Kind of like the best of all that stuff. And then even boating. Like, Havasu. Sure. Like, it's all neat. And I think the boating part's cool because you're going, like, through parts that there's no people at all. You know what I mean? It's just, again, the beauty.
A big, wide area that you can check out for that, for sure.
Yeah, and then I enjoy going to Lake Havasu area and by London Bridge. And it's like a channel there with restaurants and different things in there to attract the boats. And I love seeing, because here there's boats with 2,000 horsepower. Like, it's just ridiculous the different boats you see. And I love seeing all that stuff. It's fun to look at the variety of boats. And it's like a boat show every day we go in there. So I enjoy almost everything there is around here. Because I like the off-road buggies, there's fast car, there's just everything here that appeals to me.
I think it's also the weather has been really nice. Even the 90s don't feel like the 90s. Mm-mm. Maybe the 100s would. We just turned our air on 2 nights ago. We decided to turn it on at night, and we did last night as well. We haven't had it on during the day. I think you felt a little warm yesterday, but
it was 92 yesterday.
Yeah, and it just might feel that way to some people, but for us it's very comforting.
It
and
bad.
It just
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, our joints and bones and all of that feel great.
Because I know 85 in like Florida when we were there was hot, but it's the humidity that gets you. And this, there is something to that for me, especially, like, we're not sweating. I mean, it's pretty neat. I like it, the dry heat, so to speak.
Absolutely. You can hear that in the background.
So it was less than 20 minutes.
So,
sure.
Well, I don't know what the time was on it, but we'll
he's
have to.
He's back at it.
He's back at hee-hawing, announcing everyone he's here. It's funny because I heard him up on the hill in the golf course area, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he is just, he's the ruler of the roost, you can
he
tell.
He likes to hear himself.
Or he likes to hear himself, yes, like every male.
Always talking.
Ha. So, babe, spiritually, this, you know, for us, as far as that goes, where are you at now? What are you studying?
A lot. But I'm in the Word probably close to 2.5 to 3 hours every morning. And I'm doing a lot of two of my guys that I listen to sermons. I do one or two of each of theirs, but I read it. Like, I don't listen to them. I read their...
You listen and read or just...
No,
read?
I don't usually listen to them anymore at all. I just read them. At my own pace. Like, okay. A lot, I listen to them with you now. We're listening together.
Okay.
And then I still go back the next day and go through it slowly. And
okay.
Then I'm marking my Bible, everything that we were learning. So, yeah, I had a bad 5-week period when I was in the hospital, right? Where I don't think I opened the Bible at all. And it really changed. A lot of things changed me during that period. But now I'm thankful we're back on it. And it's not even a chore to me. It never was, even when we started back here. But I like my little office area I have set up in our motorhome. I'm very comfortable studying here. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
That's not an excuse to not do it when you're not in that environment. But it does, I have everything set up perfectly to make it very comfortable to do. But I like starting my day that way. For me, that's the best way to start my day.
And the change that'll happen, because we're going from our 38-foot to our 18-foot to live for the summer.
You know this is 37-foot, by the way.
37.
It's an odd number. It's like, it's,
okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
No, I always tell you, but you always forget
so
it.
Cute.
It's so cute.
You know,
it's
I saw you write it down, and I was like, oh, so 37-foot. I'll remember that.
No, it's okay. Yeah.
But yeah, 37-foot to 18.
So we're using 20 feet of space.
Yes.
Which is already limited, right?
Right. And then I was thinking about how you said you're about your office area, and I'm like,
yeah.
Ooh, that's about to all change.
Yep.
And go into a dinette little area.
Which I love studying there, though, too, but it wasn't the same.
But you have a lot of stuff in your area.
But I'm going to downsize. I mean,
yeah, we have
but
to
really when
that
I'm
out.
Studying, it's just basically my Bible, my iPad, and some post-it notes, right? It's not that many at one time. But it'll have to be put away each time, because that table's going to be used for a lot of different things.
Right, exactly. Like,
and here
it's
we got one, we got
gonna...
several tables. And
yeah, everything is different. Well, we've learned to live from 20 or however many 2200 square feet to down to 37 feet,
well, it's
8 foot wide to
it's like 300 or less square feet in here,
right? And then we're going to go and try this challenge of
so
18
like 18
foot.
By 8, so 150 square feet roughly we're going to,
which will bleed over into our friend's
outside,
house
yeah
and other areas that we have to use for storage until we're continuously downsizing, because this has been over a 3-year process for us to downsize. We're continuously downsizing. We're working on that.
Yeah, and it seems like the longer we do this, the more we want to downsize now, too. It's like, and I think everybody goes through this, but you definitely keep too much to start, which probably is the right thing to do, right? So you don't get rid of things you really wanted. But I find I have a whole trailer full of crap back at home, and if I never saw it again, would it really make a difference to me? You know what I mean?
Yeah, once you've left it, it's out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
Right.
Until I need to do some specialized project or whatever, you know what I mean? But it's just interesting how we don't need, like, I so enjoy this lifestyle of not having much. It's weird.
Right.
And I don't even want anything. I don't want, we just purchased we call it a new car, but it's a used car. It's new to us. But I don't even want to go buy another, like, I used to want more vehicles, more motorcycles, whatever it was, whatever the season was, I wanted more of it. And now I don't even want any of it. It's just interesting to me how our thought pattern, everything's changed, right? I mean.
Well, for me, it was just, I felt like I was a coveter, and I was learning behavior of shopping. And then being married for 20 years, I didn't get to do the spending like I was adapted to when I was single.
Right, because your mom's a big shopper, too. You guys really enjoy that together.
Yeah.
It's not like you guys spend much. I don't mean it in that sense, but
no.
Like you guys love going out and just going from store to store and looking for specific things.
But it was a problem because I definitely, over the years, ended up with a lot of stuff, a lot of shoes, a lot of handbags, a lot of bags, a lot of clothes.
Yeah, you had a lot of stuff.
Would literally, well, then when I got to be a worship leader, I would always have a different outfit
for services. Each week.
Well, that's not really funny. That was only when the white pair of pants got messed up between services. I took another pair of white pants. But anyway, I had the backup plan of the white pants. Or maybe Cookie ran home and got them for me.
I forget, but
there was definitely an outfit change in one of the services that Doug makes fun of me. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed fashion. I enjoyed makeup. I enjoyed all those things. And so I realized that it was a problem. And then that was part of the downsizing. I'm still downsizing. Like, we're going back to Michigan, and I have a tote of shoes.
But I think we all have these different I would call it strongholds, because I had that with tools or just stuff I thought I'd use one day, right? We all have.
Right.
I mean, I carried around a motorcycle frame for 20 years.
You did.
You know what I mean? And I don't know. It's just, we all have those things in our lives that, and even now, I have trouble parting with some things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you're going to go through one of what we call the basement, which is under the house of our place, and we're going to go through each thing, and because we're going to have a good Goodwill trip here in 2 days or whatever, donation of thrift store, wherever we get rid of. And so we're going to go through our stuff here because we're not going to be in this for 7 months. So
and maybe it's going to be less than that now, right? Because we, you
well,
had
no,
a great,
I don't know. We're gonna
yeah, you had a great brainstorm yesterday.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's really, I think my brainstorm is not going to work. But anyway, it'll work in different capacities. I'm going to tell you that later. But so we're going to go through things and really downsize. Like Doug has two walkers. We're going to donate one to the property here. You've got a couple sets of crutches. We're going to donate to the property here because you didn't have that accessibility to borrow any here, and they need them. So it's kind of nice that we'll have that.
That we can give back. Because there'll be somebody. Yeah.
Versus donating them. Well, you know, you can do that wherever, I guess.
Yeah, even all the little apparatuses I've acquired just since I lost my leg, there's a lot of stuff. And you don't know what you need. And like, there's nobody really to guide you on that. It's really interesting. Like, we got walkers, which now I'm never going to use again. You know what I mean?
I don't know about crutches. Never. You never know. I mean,
if I lost another leg, you know what I mean? If I injured this one, but the crutches and like this eye walk thing.
Well, yes, they're definitely the progress.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll definitely share with that.
Yeah.
When we do Faith Food and Fitness here, we're going to do another podcast for that.
Yeah.
We'll update everyone on his
health
progress.
But it's just accumulation of stuff. Again,
of course.
It's weird that we're downsizing when we're on a trip, so to speak. Or we're, you know what I mean? We're not, we came here kind of minimalist this time because we didn't bring our trailer. Which our trailer has like an 8x8 storage shed on it. So, and it's filled pretty full in there, especially right now because we stored a lot of stuff in it. But we normally travel with that too. And to say that we're going to go to Goodwill or something's pretty cool to me. Because we don't have, I didn't think we came with that much extra stuff.
I don't think we did, but I do have a bag in the vehicle that has stuff that we can get rid of. Like,
no, that's good.
You know, and so I definitely want to add more to that.
Right.
Because like I said, we're not going to be in this for 7 months or less, who knows.
Yeah.
And so there are things like even the cubbies up there, things that we haven't used, or maybe, you know,
that's
under
what
the
I'm
bed,
yeah.
I'm going to look through stuff. I mean, I have stacks of books that I'm sure I could donate or get rid of, or just plan to when we get back and just say this is for this
time.
See,
I'm funny about books sometimes too, because like it's kind of nice to have certain books, right?
Yeah, I'm not saying all those kind, but just ones I definitely could part with.
Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna miss the birds, as you can hear them chirping and so beautiful in the background.
Yeah, that is one of the, that is something you could almost just forget about quickly, but that's been beautiful.
Well, birds are everywhere, right? But these are just such strong singers.
We barely even see them. And you can hear it right now, like they're in the tree right by us. And you know, I wanted to tell you that little corner there. We need to collect rocks and clean up this little area. I think too, because I like feeding the birds, and we've been catching flies out there. We got our own little ecosystem right outside our door. In fact, we let go a lizard that we caught in Texas. We let him go out here, and like maybe 5 or 6 weeks after we let him go, we saw him again, which was really cool to see him out there surviving and doing good.
Absolutely.
But yeah, the birds are amazing here. And we do feed them a little bit too, like leftover popcorn and stuff. It's neat.
If Pete doesn't get it first.
Yeah, the birds aren't even afraid of Pete.
No. But yeah, the rinds and stuff, they like to. Yesterday you threw some lemons out there and they ate them all.
So
up. I don't think there's anything out that's left out there.
No, and that burrow came by too, so they
eat
the rinds too. So whatever was left, I'm sure he got.
Yeah. Meant to feed the birds, but the burrows might have cleaned it up.
I didn't know the birds would go after the lemons and stuff, like the rinds and stuff, but
yeah,
they really did. They went after
it. Mm-hmm. Well, it's also very quenching, because you had dumped it out of your water bottle.
Yeah. Yeah, I just was I didn't think they would go after it. It's pretty neat. One thing I like about this, too, is like, even though we got a bunch of flies in that thing, the bugs have been really almost non-existent here.
Yeah, I don't know if we've even...
I don't know if there's a buggy season.
We didn't
season.
Know there was... And this seems like we've just started noticing flies, and at dinner we'll, like, swat them away. And you were kind of irritated one night with them, but not horrible. Like, I've been in horrible fly situations.
There's a couple flies that are annoying. It's not like a bunch
yeah.
of... Yeah,
so then we buy this fly trap thing, and I just said, I'm just going to hang it up just because I've had one in Colorado, and I thought it was amazing.
Right.
But this one is kind of a version of that, and we'll take one back with us. So we go to hang it up just for any annoying flies, which were very hardly any. We just wanted to see this
right.
work.
I didn't think it'd
catch
any. Oh,
my gosh. The whole bag in 2 days is so full of flies.
I don't think any more flies can get in it. And it's a quart bag, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
When you say about a quart,
I cannot believe how amazing this system is of flies.
I don't even know where they all came from, because I didn't know
they called their friends. It was like a hotel of whatever's in this stuff. They are addicted to it.
Think how many animals we just starved out. That would have ate those flies.
I know.
That's what I was thinking about. Like, where are all these flies at?
No, we just attracted them all to this one bag. We could not believe. We've never seen it full like that before.
No.
But Colorado was a different system, and it was kind of bigger. That was kind of creepy, too. How many
but this
flies
one I can
them?
Smell from a distance. The one in Colorado, I never smelled it.
Mm.
This one does have an odor to it.
Like
and it
a
might
negative
have been,
odor, like a poop smell odor, or
kind
what,
of
or
a
sweet odor?
No, it's negative odor, but
okay.
I think you spilled a little bit on the ground, too, and that
oh,
could have
I
been
did.
Where I was getting the whiffs from, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
I
know,
did
but
spill some.
And it wasn't like, but you don't notice it just sitting out there,
okay.
But you get the right wind, and you're like, oh, but it attracted the flies from somewhere.
It is
crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. So definitely, what else can you think of? Anything else to round up our Seeking the Sun
No,
because
we've talked about some hiking and stuff that I got to do prior to my leg. But it's really neat that you're hiking in the desert and all of a sudden you come across water, palm trees. You like walk into we called it an oasis. It just seemed tropical in areas. And
you talked about the major mountains being colorful and changing. So are the rocks. Like, it's so neat to see the different colors in the rocks. Literally, you can look at a rock and there's turquoise and red and orange and yellow and blue all in this one little rock.
Yep.
It's just unreal.
It is.
And since I'm a rock collector, another collector of what things, I'm always picking up rocks. And we've got just new rocks here. And I'll just save them until we come back. And, eventually. Maybe those are the ones
tank.
We can leave on our,
well,
like
I think
you said.
Border out there because I don't think anybody's going to change anything out there. Yeah. I don't know.
Back in the aloe patch of the little garden that we have here.
Yeah.
That's a huge amount of aloe. And aloe is such a great thing to use on boo-boos too, babe. And you could be swiping them on yours.
Every day I'm doing it. I break.
Oh, let's talk about yesterday or a couple days ago, our miracle. We're driving. Remember, we're driving after running out to Havasu to run our errands. And y'all, we are, this is, God is so amazing to us. Yeah. This is favor. We just, the Lord is too good to us. But we're driving and all of a sudden this big wooden spindle, maybe it looks like a big spindle, a cable spindle, comes flying at our car. This car avoids it in front of us, comes flying at our car. God diverts the whole car, the angels of our vehicle, because it was amazing. But your body who throws into the door and you bump your elbow, right?
Well, I got no bracing now. Gosh. With one leg, you can't brace yourself in the car. You know what I mean? It was interesting because it really slammed me around.
It did. And yep. I didn't get slammed around, I guess, because I...
Well, you're holding on to the steering wheel. And you're the one steering, so you see it coming. I didn't know which way you're going to turn.
But the Lord just was the most amazing protection in that. Yeah. Other than you now have two boo-boos, your leg and your elbow.
Yeah, this elbow's not up.
Yesterday you were working out and you said it was, so that's why I was just mentioning.
Well, enough that I don't want to aggravate it anymore.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's not, I wouldn't consider it an injury.
But wow, just seeing these miracles of God and over this time in this season of coming from there to here and all the things that God's done for us, it has been unreal.
For sure.
But we have to be expectant. We have to be open to receive whatever it is. And we could have looked at yesterday as, or not yesterday, a couple days ago when that spindle thing came flying at us as a bad thing or, you know, whatever. But we just immediately turned it into good. And I think also the season of getting to see my mom has been amazing.
That was great.
Spend time with her because we had more times with her than we thought we were going to have. We thought we were coming back here, packing up in 2 weeks, going back. But God gave us a miracle of healing time. Right?
Yeah, I was thinking about it too. I think we saw her as much as we had originally planned to. Because we originally planned to go see her every couple of weeks, right?
Yeah.
Before I had my health issues.
Yeah.
And then that took out literally 6 weeks of seeing her. And then we came, which would have been like 3 times. But we came back and I think we saw her those 3 times.
Nearly as much. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
Yeah, and I'm hoping next year we can bring her here for a few days or a week. Whatever she's comfortable with. It'd be fun to experience this with her. And plus, she's a hiker. I mean, she'd probably love hiking some of this stuff, I would think.
Yeah, definitely so. And seeing the water and the palm trees and the mountains all in one spot is amazing.
It's pretty tough to beat this area.
It sure is.
It really is. I'm so thankful you found it.
Lord found it for us.
I found a place like a half hour, well, an hour from here, right?
Yeah.
Like Havasu. But this is like a gym. I don't know. It's really nice off the beaten path.
Yeah, especially with the whole thing as far as everything, it answers everything that we both love personally.
Right.
And the climate is the biggest part of it, right?
Yeah.
Because we went through two rainy seasons of Texas and Florida.
Well, and even like not going back to Michigan early in the spring, you got mosquitoes, you got flies, you got nasty critters wanting to eat on you. And I really appreciate not having that down here.
Oh, absolutely.
That would be aggravating. I just don't like that stuff. And I'm glad we don't have to deal with it.
Well, soon enough we will when we go back, right?
Well, hopefully we get back to Michigan and it's past most of the buggy season.
I don't know.
Although mosquitoes can be there all year round.
Right.
Or not year round, but
that's why, I mean, it's funny because you have a tattoo of a mosquito on your arm.
Yeah.
So they're going to be naturally drawn to you, dear.
Oh, is that
and
right?
You're next to me. Yeah. No, that was his old
logo
for a company that we used to own. So hilarious. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this edition of Seeking the Sun, S-O-N and S-U-N. And it's not the end of this edition or the season at all. It's just our season is ending here in this place. And then we go to travel. So we'll definitely be catching you up in our travels and
almost
the fun ventures on the way.
Almost all the United States we're traveling.
Yep.
I mean, we're not quite on the coast, but we're going all the way to the other coast.
Yeah, but we were on that coast.
Right.
So now we're going to travel to the opposite coast. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It is cool.
God's blessed us in that, too.
I thought about that again.
Well, we've traveled 18 states the last season, so this season we'll count them and see what new, how many states.
I don't think it's going to be as many because...
You'd be surprised because this is a new season, right?
Yeah, maybe it will be.
Yeah. How many we get to count along the way because we're shooting back up to Missouri, going down through and... Going through Kentucky, going to see Kenzie hopefully on Monday with Romeo.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, so cool things we'll be getting back to you on the Seeking the Sun. So stay tuned, everyone. Thank you so much for listening and stay fierce.